Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and I'm here with Margo Graff.
Hello.
We are going to have a good time because we're going to talk about 10 things that girls should not gatekeep. Are you ready?
100%.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have friends who gatekeep, and we have friends who tell us everything, and what do you think? I think you're one of those people
who's
so transparent.
I've always been one of the, like, vomit of the mouth, just say it. Because if it makes me feel good, why wouldn't I want you to feel good? Because I don't want to feel good at the top by myself. I want all of us to feel good together. So it's kind of my, like, act of service. It's like sharing my
secrets. I love it. Okay, let's start right from the top. Think off the top of your head something that you're doing a lot of that you think all girls should do.
I found this out. I was having a lot of cystic acne. And it was because, like, I'm my birth control. I just don't get my period. So I felt like every once in a while my skin would express itself that way. So I started actually, I realized it was my laundry detergent. Like switching to a fragrance-free, non-toxic laundry detergent changed my life.
And I actually stop using dryer sheets.
Oh, yeah.
That eats away your clothes. It junks up the laundry machine. Yeah, the dryer especially.
Yeah. But and it deteriorates their actual clothes.
It does. It gets into the microfibers. All your athletic gear will do so much better. And, like, no more dryer sheets at our house.
Oh, sweating. If you sweat a lot, I've done, I mean, with you, obviously, Botox in your, or tox in your armpit, but also if you're doing like a glycolic wipe and exfoliating your armpits, it helps reduce all the sweat.
This is
well.
A good one. Do you know that the glycolic acid, and sometimes we'll do a little benzoyl peroxide even, that kills the bacteria, then that actually is responsible for the stink, not the actual liquid sweat.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You can even just put rubbing alcohol, like for my kids when they were little, I didn't want them on, like, you know, deodorants because the aluminum hydroxide
100%.
And all this. So even just like a little hand sanitizer there if you're in a pinch.
Yeah.
Protein.
Protein maxing all the day.
Yes. I think you need more, you need a protein, not another serum.
And that the trick is protein without seed oils, because you're actually supposed to, no matter if you're on a GLP-1 or not on a GLP-1, when your body is starting to lose weight, if you don't have enough grams of protein daily, it will eat away at your muscle. And that's especially important when you're aging. Mm-hmm. So the rule of thumb is having 1 gram of protein per pound you weigh.
Yes. And, or 1.5 even. Yeah. Some people say up to 1.5.
Yeah. And you don't want to just have a bunch of protein bars or like protein powder. It's a lot of seed oils.
Yeah.
I discovered protein pop and protein water. That's like 20, 22 Ooh. Grams of protein. And I actually also found this, oh my gosh, this is my guilty, like, refresher summer drink. I put this sour watermelon protein powder in a bunch of grapefruit, and it emulsifies, and not grapefruit, dragon fruit. And it emulsifies the dragon fruit.
Wow.
And then I put in my, like, protein pop, that's blue raspberry.
It's like a delicious.
It's amazing.
Tastes like a nerd, probably.
Yes.
The nerd candy.
But it's so good. The only sugar you're getting is from the dragon fruit, and it's like almost 40 grams of protein.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You have to make me some, girl.
I love it. Yeah.
It's in my like car. A protein basket. Would that be? We should give each other protein baskets. Forget about lotions and soap.
How else are you working at the office all day? How are you sneaking in
proteins? Oh, my God. I got these Trader Joe's egg white little hockey puck things that I microwave. Those are good. 20 grams of protein yogurt. Every time I eat, it's going to be 20 grams. So I got I do have protein bars.
If I eat too much dairy, it actually gives me milia under my skin, which is why I can't do cottage cheese or those things.
I love cottage cheese. The eggs, the meat.
Yeah.
Just like every day, chicken breast, anything the size of the palm of your hand is going to be 20 grams. So it's 20 grams salmon, 20 grams chicken breast. So, like, that's a good rule of thumb.
Brilliant.
Love it. Okay, what else are we thinking?
Oh, you know what? I actually saw this. I haven't told you this. I saw this dental hygienist on TikTok posting that, you know, she worked at this dental office for a long time. She actually stopped using some of the toothpaste that have fluoride in it.
Uh-huh.
And she puts a bunch of cloves in hydrogen peroxide.
Ooh.
And so half the time I brush my teeth with hydrogen peroxide filled like halfway with cloves. It makes it cinnamony. And I actually started brushing my dog's teeth with it because it brings oxygen to your gums and helps fight gum disease, and it's like whitening.
That's nice.
Fluoride free,
Luna,
baby.
Luna, let's see your
she
teeth.
She loves
Luna.
It.
Luna's like, they're Look talking at
her teeth.
Too much
Look
now.
At her teeth.
Oh, yeah, actually.
For like
really
14 years old.
Pretty dang good, but I think the dog would have a conniption if I did that. But I do like to put my toothpaste on the brush, and then I'll dip it into baking soda, which I have a box of Arm & Hammer in my bathroom right there.
Brilliant.
And when you do that, like, even my dentist patient the other day was like, your teeth are so white. They're looking pretty good. That's all I do. Not too often because it's abrasive, but just often enough to take away tea and coffee stains and stuff.
Brilliant.
Baking soda is a good one.
Oh my gosh, I love
that. Okay, what about hair tips?
You know what? In my head, I was just thinking hair.
We're supplement,
bro. We are. This is my, like, injector BFF. No wonder why. Well, one, it depends on your level of pain, like, that you can handle. Because if you can handle getting PRP injections with the golden juice,
okay, now
PRP,
no longer painful, because I've started using a cannula to numb people all through the scalp. A long cannula. I put lidocaine. It's like a full scalp block. I don't know why I didn't do this sooner, but it's beautiful. And I have this little 20-prong new Canadian device from my friend Ario, who's used to be CEO of the Millennium Company.
Oh, amazing.
But he developed this thing that you can just, like, inject. And it's like...
Oh, amazing.
One push. So good.
I love that. I also started taking this company, Minoxidil Pills, as well.
Which company?
Hers.com.
Oh, Hims and Hers. Hims they and have hers. That. But don't, you don't have to spend money for their membership. Just come see us and I will get you oral minoxidil, another thing we shouldn't gatekeep, because, like, Rogaine on the scalp is okay. It's nice. You put the solution
in. It's like to spray my, and have it get wet.
It's like kind of painful to tease it in, and you feel sort of oily, and it affects your styling. So I don't know. I've tried that, but way better than that is oral minoxidil.
100%.
Yeah, and you can get a prescription for that if you're not prone to low blood pressure issues. Easy to take, like, 2.5 or 1 milligram daily. Works like a game changer, but... You will see hair. Like, you'll have to.
You
will get a little fuzzy. Fuzzy wuzzy. All the hair that I lasered away, it came back.
Yeah, that's okay.
I thought it was gone. 10 years ago, I lasered my legs. And there's all back because of minoxidil.
Also, oh my gosh. What I've been seeing girls kind of at a younger age starting to do mid and lower facelifts.
Yeah, the 38-year-old facelift.
Yeah, because I'm like, I'm 34. Don't tell
I
me.
I mean,
I'm 34.
She's 34, if you didn't hear
my
that.
My Botox tries to say I'm at least 31. I like to say I want to be my Jesus year, 33 forever.
Is that the year Jesus died?
Yeah, Jesus died, and you have 33 vertebrae in your spine. Like,
okay. That's good. That works.
But it's like, at what age do you...
When you can pinch an inch or a centimeter of skin...
Girl, I can do that right now.
You're ready.
Don't tell me.
You're ready. If you have stretchy skin or you have skin laxity, it's not the age, it's the amount of laxity. Like, do you need to pull the fabric, tighten, and trim? That's what we're talking about. And, like, I would say it's the rare 30-something that has that. And the ones that... Like, you have to not have body dysmorphia, because if you think you're not... so good at 30, 35. I got news for you. 45 is going to be really hard.
Yes.
And wait till you're 55, because you have to really, it seems like a silly saying, but the confidence from within is what's really going to make you
for
happy.
For sure. I have a girlfriend who has, like, no wrinkles, but she really doesn't smile at nobody.
Really?
And I'm like, wow, the fact that you don't smile at anybody, your skin
says
is
it all.
No, but your skin is so tight and fresh. I just be smiling at everybody, so... You know,
well, you only have two good facelifts in your life.
Really?
Two. A good facelift should last you a good 10 years. If you're going to start early, you're going to do a little skin tightening lift, which will last about 5 years. And then you're going to do a full facelift, you know, so if 35, that fits you 10 years later at 45 doing a full facelift. And then at 55, a full face and neck. And then, like, I'm sorry, but you're going to look funny after your third facelift. It's just hard to reposition those tissues with scarring and... skin quality changes. So I say you really only have two good facelifts in your life. And we've done studies that show the best first facelift is at age 55 to 65.
Oh my God.
So you can do the maintenance and do the work. There's a whole generation of women doing young facelifts, and I love it. With Ozempic, we have a lot of skin laxity issues. Those women are appropriate to have surgery at any age.
Yes.
But just keep that in mind. Like, you know, it's not a blank slate.
Yeah. Can I talk to you about my two dream procedures? We've never had this combo.
Okay.
I don't know if you can do either of these, and this is why I'm dropping them.
No boobs.
No. I've already got them done. And the trick is to get them filled smaller than you want,
so that they look natural and not overstretched or too tight or firm, especially if you still want to have kids, because then they can get bigger and be the size you really want. But that's a sidetrack.
Okay.
Way sidetrack. I have always wanted, okay, would you suggest, like, which one do you like more? If you're getting fat taken from somewhere else and put back in your cheeks.
Yeah, fat transfer is the best.
Fat transfer and underneath your eyes and cheeks. Or, like for me, I kind of have an underprojected chin, which is why we do so many fillers in the chin. Or get a mini
chin implant.
And then I think it would also help, like, you know,
why choose? You can do both. Okay, like, both are both, like, gold standard procedures. There's some things that are just home runs. Chin implant can be a home run. And fat transfer always can be a home run. And the younger you do your fat transfer, the stem cells, the mesenchymal stem cells in that fat are going to thrive and give more of that youthful, you know, the growth factors that they secrete and emit, much more so than if you're 65 and you take some 65-year-old fat and transfer that. So, like, fat transfer, we like you to do early.
So does that mean, does that count as one of my facelifts? Because if I'm getting a chin implant and some, like,
fat transfer, we can do through a needle in the office, no anesthesia.
But it kind of stretches it out the way a facelift would,
right? It can
give
you lifting and tightening, and, like, we can vector it in all the ways we place filler. So I love the idea of fat transfer.
That's how you go around having maybe two facelifts, and you start off with a chin implant and some face fat.
What are we on, like, number six now? We're at least on number six. I haven't been counting, I have to say. Okay, we said...
Oh, I have another good one.
If he gives you stress.
Oh, yeah.
If he gives you stress, it's not worth the cortisol breaking down your collagen.
Yeah, no, if he gives you stress, it's actually... like, that's killing your collagen on a daily basis.
Yeah. He's not worth it.
He's not worth the loss of the collagen. The hair falls out, the wrinkles.
I have seen so many patients that come in looking, like, tired and with, like, so exhausted, so drained. They really, truly lose some vitality because cortisol all day long from the moment they wake up trying to people please. It's pretty hard. And then they change. They come back to the office when they've broken up and they look like a new woman.
Amen.
It's all about the stress.
Amen. I just keep coming back, so I continue looking like the new woman, but the same version of that new woman.
Right.
That's the trick.
Yeah. You went through a bad breakup. Were there any tips or pointers? Don't gatekeep. That's the theme of this.
You have to cry through it.
Okay.
And because you have to release in order to receive new. Mm-hmm. And I also learned, I stopped giving away Costco samples of my value of myself, of my energy, so that people might see that they like me. And I also stopped giving away participation trophies of someone who just shows up but doesn't give any effort, doesn't bring anything to the table, doesn't provide, protect, take care of, do anything nice. Like, I stopped giving Costco samples and I stopped giving participation trophies. And boundaries are different than closing yourself off. Boundaries allow a filter that only the good stuff filters through versus being closed off and not letting anything. And the power of a woman is to receive in stillness, in terms of you can let life discover you without you needing to hustle and struggle and force it. I no longer force or go upstream. I will go in the flow of stream and I will apply pressure when God asks me to, but I will no longer go upstream in anything in my life.
I love that.
Thank you.
That's so good. That Costco samples is going to stick with me, girl.
Yeah.
I love that.
Because we give more just so people, for people who do nothing, for people who give zero effort, minimal effort, no effort. And it's like, maybe the more I'll give, maybe the more I'll do, maybe he'll see me about, no.
That's so true. Yeah. I also think, like, finding a person who allows you to be your feminine self is so important. Like, women are designed to be soft-hearted, soft creatures. And, like, if we have to go and show up like a warrior and fight for things and, like, be so aggressive.
It's the masculine energy.
Right? It just takes away. Like, you need someone who's so strong in their masculinity or whatever your partner type is. So strong is they're in their own identity that they don't suppress you.
I saw this quote. If you feel like a child around someone, they're the man. If you feel like a mother around somebody, they're the kid in the relationship. So it's like, that's also the hard part, is because, you know, as women, we are actively building things and working so hard and doing so much, to step back in your feminine. And I will sit uncomfortably in the car.
until someone gets out of the car around and opens my door. Because that is me being a soft feminine. I will sit in my car and smile
until
to the window.
They realize that
until
they
open
to,
the door.
A job to do.
And I'm like, oh my God, they, you know, like, yes. You have to kind of train, but you train in softness. You don't train from scolding. You don't train in demanding. You train by being still and offering opportunity for someone to show up. And if they don't take the opportunity, you take that as a note.
Yeah, you know, that is like, so freaking true.
Yeah,
oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Lately, my husband has started carrying my heavy work bags upstairs right. for me because I leave it at the bottom of the steps. And I'm like, he's doing so good. And then I give him a hug. You're so sweet.
Yeah,
you got to give them the
so
good
strong.
Phrase, right? And
yeah,
he can open
that.
The door for you and, like, yes. Yeah, make space.
Also, one of my secrets, too.
Yeah.
Hyperbaric chambers.
Oh my God. I love hyperbaric oxygen. That is a real gatekeep right there. If you've never tried it, what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
You can go.
I don't think people know the differences of the different
levels.
Maybe
they don't know. It's like $250, $200, $300 to go sit in a hyperbaric chamber for an hour and like make sure they're very accredited and good.
Yeah. There's a difference between soft shell and hard shell. Soft shell is under, you know, 1.3 atmospheres. Hard shell is at least 1.5 to 1.6, like medical grade. And the hard shell ones with the high pressure, you can, it's more luxury. There's TVs attached and it's a lot of times more glass. And so if you're, you know, get claustrophobic, but when I was recovering from surgery, because about 5 or 6 years ago, I had lipo and my boobs done under the muscle. I was going to hyperbarics 3 times a week for 4 weeks. And when I went in for my 4-week checkup, he said, what are you doing? Because you're shredded. You're not swollen at all.
Yeah.
You have a 6-pack. And my skin was like already back to my body. And he was, I was like, I'm doing hyperbaric chambers. And he's like, you look like you're 2.5 months out and you're like less than, a little less than 4 weeks.
So good for healing.
Yes.
So good for stem cell migration.
Yes. After 4 weeks of consistent medical grade hyperbaric chambers, you start to actually rebuild the ends of your DNA, which is called telomeres.
Yes.
And it's the only organic substance, oxygen, to rebuild the ends of your DNA, your telomeres, which actually affects you after 4 weeks of consistently doing it on an epigenetic level. So you actually start to add years back onto your life.
I love it. Look
yes.
at you. My gosh.
Girl, that's why you love me. Because you just
gosh,
get to like.
She just knows. I love it. We could talk like fierce. This
yes.
is amazing.
This is why we're best.
Okay, last tip. Because we're just doing the 5-minute Friday. Yeah. But we have more. We could go for an hour, I think.
Yeah, for real. Always.
Career-wise. And confidence-wise, what are things that we think, like, I think being very super highly educated and staying on top of your field, read. I read a ton.
Yeah.
So I'm
I do
always someone
like crazy.
Who's going to read podcasting.
Yeah.
Yeah, every time
Instead
I'm walking.
Instead of TV shows or music, like, don't have anyone else's words in your mind in music. Like, you should be learning.
I agree. And also, only learn from people who you... are smarter than you. There's so many people smarter than us out there, and like we spend our days talking to people who are at our level or below our level, and then you cannot grow as a person like that. So choose those people that I want a life like them. I want to learn like them. I'm so impressed by, you know, them as a scholar, as a person.
Also sales psychology. Once you know in like incredible high level sales psychology, I did She Sells with Shelly's app, and it changed my life in terms of like, oh man, using metaphors and stop convincing people of things. You can use this for your boyfriend, for your friends, for, you know, at a job, your prospect, clients. You stop telling people why something's good and you start asking them questions about what they value and why they might need something to get them to say that they want something. And it's always better to sell something by asking someone a question that you know will lead to the answer instead of you saying, these are all the reasons why we are fabulous. Nobody cares about you.
Right.
They will believe 100% of the words that come out of their mouth and 10, you know, like none, 10% of the words that come out of your mouth because you're trying to sell them something. So good sales psychology can be used in your boyfriend, with your husband, with your clients.
It's every day. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's it. Well, guys,
that's the tea. That's some good tea.
That's some good tea right there. I think we did not gatekeep.
Off the
we
rip,
said it
no,
all.
Yeah.
And like, we can do a longer podcast next time.
Always.
Don't forget to check out It's Margo Graff on Instagram.
Yes. I'm actually developing my fun little like free products, some like lead magnets, free products, and like some stuff to give about boundaries and self-regulating and like rebuilding your life kind of in this more feminine, high standards way. So
I love it. I need to give
the tea away to the girls.
Sign us up. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram.
Yes.
Beauty by Dr. K, doing amazing things with people's faces. And love you. See you soon. Check out our website with our new, we have a brand new peptide skincare line that Margot absolutely loves.
Oh, yeah,
loves.
I've been on that. I actually got the first pack that you had out before
she
you sent
did.
It to me.
It was amazing.
That's the tea. Yes.
So you guys have to check it out. That's it for now.
Kisses and lip flips.
Stay beautiful.